go to a Little Saint Nick. Can we go to verse 3, which is hauling through the snow at a frightening speed? And before we put pitches with it and sing it, can we just speak the lyrics? Hauling through the snow. One, a two, a one, two, three.
Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed.
Good. Now, I can tell right there that the way that we're speaking it is why we're getting behind the tempo and slow down a little bit. Because I went hauling through the snow at a frightening speed. And the frightening just really took a long time, and it didn't have any crisp sort of pop about it. Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed. Speak it that way. A one, two, three.
Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed with a half.
Good. And there's that with. Frightening speed with a half a dozen. Frightening speed with a half a dozen. Good. And just like in the, what's the first song we did? Here We Come a Wassailing. Just like in that one, the first word, and, is only spoken or sung by the leads. And then everyone else comes in with frightening. Or excuse me, hauling. Okay? So let's try that again. One, a two, again, and go.
And haul through the snow with frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer and the rooting to the lead. He's got to wear his goggles because he's so really fly.
And
he fears every path with a little surprise.
Good. Now, not having quite enough of the accents yet. Anytime that there's that sort of syncopated, like, with a half a dozen, or, and he's cruising every. You need to have a little bit more jump and attack on those syncopated entrances, on the ands of the beat there. One more time, and hauling through the snow, first word, leads only. One, a two, a one, two, three.
And hauling through the snow with frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer, with a room to lead. You got to wear goggles, because the room is really fly. And you're cruising every path with a little surprise.
Good, now, some people are a little unclear about how long to hold the word lead. Rudy to lead, he's up. Rudy to lead, he's up. Okay, let's do it again. One, a two, last time, here we go.
Hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer and Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
Good, now, we got the accents in the right spot. We're starting to feel that a little bit better. Now we got to keep that underlying accent structure in place. So, home, so, and right, with a half a dozen deer, with a fruity lead. He's got a little goggle, so he's so really fine, and he's, okay? So even though we're not necessarily having rhythm making the accent for us, we still have to have the overall sort of beat structure still there. Okay, last time, and then we're going to do this with pitch. Still speaking. One, two, same spot. Here we go.
Hauling through the snow with frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer, with a rooting to the lead.
He's got to wear his goggles, cause it's so really fine. And
he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
Good. Now let's put that with some music this time. Here we go. We are in F. And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed. Okay, one, a two, a here we go.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer, with a rooting to lead. He's got to wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
And he's what? Cruising? Cruising. Hard to understand that word. And cruising every pad. Ooh, just peed my plosive consonant, just took my whole mask off. Pad, okay, good. That was bad. It took us a minute to settle into the keys. Let's do that one more time. And it's an eighth note pickup lead. So it's one, two, three, four, and ha. Okay, one, a two, a here we go.
And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer, with a rooting to lead. He's got to wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every path with a little surprise.
Oh my, that's some of the best we've ever done, that verse. That was really nice. It locked in tempo all across the four parts. I could understand a lot of the words in there. And I love that you're giving me those accents on the syncopated entrances. On the word and, okay, which is about halfway through that. Got to wear his goggles because snow really flies. And he's cruising there on that word and. We're hitting it with the correct accent, but our vowel is really wonky right there. And comes out as like and instead of and. Okay, so just be careful with that when we do the accents this time. Let's do it one more time. Nice job. One, two, here we go.
We'll roll through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies and he's cruising everywhere.
Go on.
A little surprise.
He's
a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick.
Sing it, listen to one another, really got to get that in tune. Ah is our vowel. Run. Ready to go?
Run.
Gotta hit baritone and bass. Ready to go?
Run.
It sounds more like instead of ah. Ra, ra, ra. We want ra. Think of Egyptian sun god. Okay, again. One, two, ready, go.
Run.
All four parts. One, two, ah. Gonna hear bass and leads. One, two, ready.
Wrong.
Tune your octave. One, two, again.
Wrong.
Good, add the fifth in. One, two, ready.
Wrong.
Now that third, bring out the chord. One, two, all.
Wrong.
Did you leave yourself a little extra in the tank? Make sure that you got a little something left to do that push. Here's the final chord again. One, two, again.
Run.
Can you do the push without it affecting the vowel? Run. Yeah, it makes your mask do that. You know you've done it wrong if your mask moves. Okay? Try it again. Run. One, two, again.
Run.
Good. Can we start at the tag? Run, run, rain, deer with the bases and the build up. A one, two, a three.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run,
reindeer.
Run,
run,
reindeer. Good. Leads, we have a tendency when we crescendo on the final chord to push it ever so slightly sharp. So just be careful of that. Really listen for the basses. Make sure we keep that octave in tune. Good. Let's take it from verse 3 to the end. Again, we had a few issues in the little sort of, I don't know, chorusy, bridgey section that happens after the verse in terms of keeping our tempo together. Also, if you're one of the parts that like sings along or something and there's nothing interesting going on, that's a problem because it should be interesting all the time. So that means you have to be doing something with your rather than just going, make it do something, right? Okay, let's go back to verse 3. Which starts with just the lead. A one, a two, a one, two, three.
We'll haul through the snow at a frightening speed with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's got to wear his goggles because the snow really flies.
And he's cruising.
And he's cruising everywhere with a little surprise. And it's a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. It's a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. Oh.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
Run, run, reindeer.
first little, the first time you do that, our rhythms are not matching up between all of the sections. And we got to fix that triplet. Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. Time is here. Time is here. I'm not a tenor. Sorry for screaming in your ear. But those triplets, you just need to get that worked out nice together. So we do the whole song now. See what happens. Whole song. Here we go. From the top. Manufacture some Christmas energy. Right.
Cold.
I wish. I like cold. I don't like snow so much, but I like cold. Okay, here we go. Oh, sorry, I talked over the pitch. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. I'm each year. While way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all covered in red. And he's got a gold ear with the doll on his sled. It's a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. It's a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick.
Throughout the song, I have to say, giddy up on your reindeer a little bit more. Okay, we have a tendency to let it fall into this kind of slow in-betweeny tempo that doesn't make it exciting. It makes it really strange for the basses to be going a doom ba 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 doom. It works really well at that tempo. Sounds a little bit stranger. Doom ba doom ba doom ba doom ba doom ba doom. So you got to help out the four basses. Okay? And it also makes the song a lot more fun and exciting if it doesn't fall into comfort land. Want to do it one more time?
Sure.
Let's do it. And let's actually do this. If you're able, do you mind standing and let's like try to perform and engage our entire bodies? Try not to have the music in your hand if you don't need it. Try to involve the face as much as possible. Let's do this, puppy.
Merry Christmas, Saint Nick. I meet you. While way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he swims the whole year working out on his sled. It's a little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. Little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick, cast a little box and call it old Saint Nick. But if you walk into the fog and with the horse's stick, he's knocking up a wind with his teeth for a wheel. And the Santa hits the gas and just watch your feet. It's the little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick, little Saint Nick. Come on.
Sometimes the two opposite ends of the chorus are just in slightly different keys. There's some nice stuff in there, and thank you for your memorization work. That's going to be a fun song. We're going to break that apart and work on some of the less clean places in each verse next week. But that was pretty good. The third verse got much better. So thank you for remembering what we did. Try not to forget that by next week. Awesome.